As Amanda said, my name's Mike Dare, and it's a privilege to be here. I'm a church army evangelist. If you don't know what that means, that's okay, neither do I. So, but what that means basically is I work especially amongst young people from chaotic backgrounds and difficult backgrounds all across Medway, but especially in Chatham. And it's a real privilege to be here today and share something of God's word with you today. Let me just quickly open in prayer, and then I love that reenactment. I think that's the right word to use, of Matthew 14. I'm just going to read through the scripture really simply, and then we're going to look at just a couple of things that I feel God wants to say today about getting out of the boat, as awesome as that looked. So, Father God, I thank you so much for this place. I thank you that there are so many people who have a heart of fondness, a heart of kindness, and a heart of love for this place. But I thank you also that actually, that just reflects how you feel about St. Mark's, about Gillingham, about Medway, that you have a special fondness and kindness in your heart for the people of Medway. I ask God just now that you would help me to hear what you want to say and that you would actually speak through me. But I also ask God that you would help everybody to hear you today. I ask God that I will be less and that you would be more. Pray God that you would come with your kind words, your encouragement, but your challenge as well. As we hear you today, I pray, God, that you would stir faith in our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Do we take a step out or do we not? It's a decision we make. We saw that here. It's a decision we make. Do we take a step out or do we not? So a few years ago, I had a big birthday, my 21st birthday. That was not a joke. Come on, people, work with me here. I had a big birthday. It was my 50th birthday. I'll go to the other end of the spectrum then. Now, I had a big birthday. And I was actually very, very excited when I found out that my in-laws, I'm married, so I have in-laws. They apparently come as part of the package, apparently. So my in-laws had spent over £200 on my birthday present. I was like, woof. I'm going up in the world. I'm fairly important. They clearly seem to like me of some way. Then I find out that the £200 or so that they'd spent on my birthday present was for me to jump out of a plane. Mixed messages somewhat, I do believe. So there I was, dangling my feet, shall we say. And I couldn't even see my legs at this point, to be honest. I knew my feet were dangling, but my legs were literally behind me, outside a plane, at 10,000 feet. Now, if you're not sure how high 10,000 feet is, this is, say, 5'8", so add on another 10,000, and you'll be pretty close. It was a decision time, shall we say. All I had was this rucksack on my back, which I genuinely hoped had something in it that would be helpful, who knows, and a random man attached to my back, I think that's the best way of putting it, who I didn't know at all, trying to convince me that it was a good idea to jump out of said plane. This was a decision point that I had to make. And my decision was, okay, let's get out of this vehicle. Let's try and jump. And you know what, it was terrifying. Looking down, I was seeing a mountain. I was seeing things from a view that is reserved for only for mad people and birds. But actually, it was one of the most exhilarating experiences of my entire life. After the free fall, if there's one thing, if any of you, for whatever reason, decide, or if somebody buys you to jump out of a plane, for any reason that you jump out of a plane, one piece of advice. See the first 5 seconds that you fly down the way, you can't get any air. So please, for the love of goodness, take a big gulp of air before you jump. I discovered this as I was flying down at like 1,000,000 miles per hour and not able to breathe. But once you get past the free fall, it's so quiet. It's so relaxing. It was the most exhilarating moment of my life. Maybe not the only exhilarating moment of my life, but it was amazing. I had a decision to make, and I chose to jump. I'd say it was absolutely wonderful. Peter, as we saw, I think as we saw here, had a decision to make. He had to decide, whether or not to stay in the boat would seem fairly safe or get out of the boat would seem fairly mental. And at the point, he made his decision. But if we look at verse 27, we actually see that the decision that he had to make wasn't just, do I get in the boat? Do I stay in the boat? Do I get out of the boat? The decision is actually something between two other things. Jesus says, have faith. It is I. Don't be afraid. And that is what the decision is always. Have faith. Do not be afraid. We have, in every step of our lives, we have a decision to make. Do we have faith? Or do we just allow fear to rule our lives? When we think of stepping out of the boat, really, we're not making a decision of, do I step or do I not? We're making a decision of, who is it who's going to rule my life? Is it faith or is it fear? That's the key decision. Peter got out of the boat. He chose to have faith. He heard his master's voice, and that brought forth in him faith. He chose to get out of the boat. And you know what? We still speak about him and sometimes demonstrate his life. We still speak about him 2,000 years on. He is one of only two people of all time who has ever walked on water. That's the result of faith. Have faith, it is I. Don't be afraid. And the thing is, with getting out of the boat, how would it look for us to get out of the boat? What does that look like in our lives? What does it look like for us to have faith, to get away from whatever the boat is? The boat itself can represent a number of things. We can be very comfortable in our boat. We need to overcome the fear of leaving what we feel comfortable with. We need to have faith that God is speaking to us and he is moving us out. And he wants to actually bless us by moving us out. As Christians, we can feel very comfortable in our surroundings, but there is a world out there who need to know that God loves them. There are people in our everyday lives that need to know just two things, three things. I'll add more and more as I go along. Three things. One, God loves them. God can speak to them, and Christians are okay. If we can share that with our friends, these three things, God loves them, God can speak to them, and Christians are okay. If we share that with all of our friends, we're going to start seeing Medway look different. That's God's mission for us. That's his commission. It's like a mission that he is on, that he has sent us on as well. It's our commission, our commission. We need to leave our comfortable lives. We need to get out of the boat. We see what happened to Peter when he got out of his boat. He heard Jesus cry to leave the safe surroundings and got out of the boat. Now, in just a minute, we're going to have somebody else come up and do, you know, the park benches that we do? We're going to hear now from John Friday for how God has moved in his life as he has got out of the boat. That's a really encouraging story of somebody who's decided to get out of the boat. You can't get much. I went to India a few years ago, and you can't get much more, which is more out of the boat and more uncomfortable in ways than going to somewhere which is in that situation sort of thing, as wonderful a nation as it is. But also, one thing that I would like to say is that you can see from John's face there, you can see how it's deeply impacted him. You can see how actually it's encouraged him, how he has been fed and he has been blessed. And that's one of the things, is that God wants to bless us. Think of how it would have felt for Peter when he got out of the boat and he actually saw Jesus and he realized, I'm walking on the water here. God wants to bless you by getting you out of the boat. He really wants to bless you with that. But it's not always easy. When we get out of the boat, sometimes trouble can come. Let's have a look at verse 30, and it shows that Peter took his eyes off Jesus and became afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried out, Lord, save me. It's not always easy. I've read this verse quite a few times. There's one thing that I have always wondered about this verse. Let me read it one more time, actually. It says, Peter took his eye off Jesus, became afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, Lord, save me. How do you begin to sink? Can someone answer that for me? We saw Simon having that same issue, question earlier on. You can see he was like, trying to begin to sink. It's genuinely been something that's perplexed me. I think we really need some interpretation of that scripture to be able to help me. But in actuality, sometimes when we get out of the boat, things can be difficult. Sometimes when we get out of the boat, trouble can come. But look at how God helps. Look at what happens. Jesus is always there, ready to catch, ready to reach out and catch your hand. He is ready to help you. When we make our decision to choose faith, not fear, Jesus is there saying, "It is I." He helps him. He helps Peter. When trouble comes, it's okay, because if God has actually sent you out, he's told you to get out of the boat, Jesus will be there. I want to get close to ending just with a short testimony of how it feels sometimes to get out of the boat with two specific things. This week just passed, I've went on a youth camp with young people, shockingly, it's a youth camp. And the thing was, getting ready to go, right, it was in a place called Somerset, which apparently is in England, but it's not near here. I've discovered this. I knew only two people from that camp, and I didn't know any of the teenagers. They could have all been mental for all I knew. And actually, I was the one who was blessed by going there. We were up at 6 in the morning, going to bed at between 11 and 11:30, depending on when they actually decide to fall asleep. It was full-on, hard work, heavy. And by the end of it, I feel privileged to have went there and spent my life there, spent my time there. And that's the thing, is that getting out of the boat, it was terrifying. Didn't know where I was going, didn't know where Somerset was, didn't know who I was going to work with, I didn't know who the teenagers were, I didn't know anything about any of it. And actually, I feel I was the one who was blessed. That's the thing about getting out of the boat. When we take a step out of the boat, when we take that step of faith to tell people who God is and what he can do in their lives, those three pieces of information, as I say, God loves you, God can speak to you, and Christians are okay. When we start to take a step out of the boat and share that with people, there's one last thing that happens, and that is we see in verse 33, it says, "Then those who were in the boat worshipped Jesus, saying, 'Truly, you are the Son of God.'" When we take a step out of the boat, when we choose to go into the world, take ourselves away from our comfortable environment and go, "I'm going to share the good news with other people," what happens is people see that truly you are the Son of God. Not us, obviously, but Jesus. They truly see Jesus for who he is. And God wants to release that blessing for your lives today. So let me just pray as we prepare our hearts to be filled with faith, to take that step out of the boat and to share the good news with people. Father God, I thank you so much for this place. I thank you that this house here has such a rich history with you. This house here has, we have experienced so much of your spirit in this place. There's such a history of encounters with you. And I ask that all of us, that we long for seeing more and more of you. I ask that as we long for that, that your Holy Spirit would fill us with your faith and move us out to do your will, to be a part of your mission. Jesus, guard our hearts, help us on the way as we choose to have faith and not fear and step out of the boat. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.